Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Alaska Sea Life Center has welcomed an orphaned male sea otter pup into its wildlife response program, bringing the total number of patients to 12 this season. The pup was found alone on a beach near Homer on June 23rd, far from the water and without its mother. With predators nearby and no sign of maternal return, ASLC intervened under U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service authorization. Believed to be just 2 weeks old, the pup is now under 24/7 care. Jane Beloverak, ASLC Wildlife Response Curator, says he's alert, taking the bottle well, and showing promising signs like breath holding in water. He joins Una, a female pup also rescued from Homer earlier this month. She continues to improve despite a lingering limb injury and is engaging with toys and eating solid foods. With more orphaned animals expected during peak pupping season, ASLC is preparing for continued demand. If you spot a stranded marine animal, call ASLC's 24-hour hotline at 1-888-774-SEAL. For updates or to support ASLC, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education will finalize its budget next Monday after a whirlwind summer of delayed funding and last-minute changes. The district's new budget, crafted last week by the Finance Committee, reverses several major cuts proposed in April, including saving Sterling Elementary, Library Aids, and Middle College. However, deeper cuts will still happen in staffing and transportation, and teacher positions will go unfilled as part of a $2.4 million reduction in salaries and benefits. The new budget accounts for less state funding than expected after Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed $50 million from public schools last month, cutting a planned $700 increase per student funding down to $500. The budget also includes a controversial 50% cut to extracurricular stipends, though some board members may push back during Monday's meeting. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the Borough Assembly Chambers with public comment welcome before a final vote is taken. The University of Pennsylvania's Penn Museum plans to repatriate 272 cultural items taken from burial sites near Utqiagvik in the late 1890s. The items, including tools, hunting gear, charms, beads, and dishware, were collected by Edward McLaney and sent to the museum in 1899. They were removed from historic cemeteries at Cape Smith and Point Barrow. The museum now recognizes the items as unassociated funerary objects and culturally affiliated with the native village of Barrow Inupiat traditional government. Repatriation should occur as soon as July 28th, though other tribes or descendants may submit claims if they can show affiliation. The action is part of a growing national effort to return sacred and culturally significant items to indigenous communities. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A new tribal casino in Birchwood will remain open following a judge's ruling. The native village of Uklutna opened the Chenan Gaming Hall in February after getting approval from the National Indian Gaming Commission and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. A group of Birchwood residents had filed a lawsuit prior to the casino's opening out of concern for additional traffic and noise. The lawsuit claimed the native village of Uklutna could not operate the casino as a federally recognized tribe. The judge ruled the tribe is federally recognized and it is entitled to tribal sovereign immunity. The search continues for a cruise ship passenger from Kentucky who disappeared during a hike near Mount Roberts. The Department of Public Safety says 62-year-old Martis Buenafe has been missing since Tuesday. Officials say Buenafe arrived in Juneau on a cruise ship on Tuesday and told family members she was going to take a tram and hike Gold Ridge to Gastineau Peak. Family members say she failed to return from the trip. Anyone with information is urged to contact the police. Soldotna residents can safely use their water following the quick resolution of precautionary boil water notice issued for the Fred Meyer building. The notice was prompted on Monday after a report of improper waste disposal at the Fred Meyer RV water fill station. Although the store's water system remained pressurized and fully operational, minimizing any risk of contamination, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation issued the notice out of caution while tests were conducted. Lab results later confirmed no contamination in Fred Meyer water system or elsewhere in Soldotna. The boil water notice was officially lifted on Tuesday. City officials confirmed that no boil water notices are currently in effect anywhere in Soldotna. Normal water use may now continue. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.